on a journey. From the beach to the dance floor, Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hello, people. A very warm welcome to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. But it is sleeting and blowing a hoolie against my studio window here at home by the sea. I should be, well, this is coming to you direct. By the time you get this, I will be in Long Beach, California, where I am playing a very, very huge Dream State Festival tonight, alongside the Queen Mary waterfront, with the likes of Paul Van Dyk, Ben Hemsley, Ellen Bluestone and Christina Sky. Then we're back to the UK for the last sold-out show of the year at XOYO. I don't know how we pronounce that. So that's Birmingham next weekend, and we were at Cardiff for another sold-out show last weekend at the Tram Sheds. If you were down there, that was wonderful, mad and crazy. It's been a lot of travelling, but I hope wherever you are in the world, you've had a good few days. I know I've escaped a cold snap in the UK, but as always, we're going to drift off to the beach to watch the sun go down for the next 60 minutes. Now, I picked out some tunes from some favourites like Ben Bomer and Ennio Morricone, some new stuff from Camel Fat and Anthony Papa, of all people. Blimey, Anthony Papa. A Looking Back classic from Eric Prydz, and lots more besides. We'll also do the soundtrack selection, which has been chosen by one of our Sunsets family over in Australia. First up, though, is a couple of my own tunes I'm going to play this week. This one is from Trampolines, last year's album, and it's called The Sleepless Year, and I think it's probably everyone's favourite track from the album. This is the beatless version of that. Thank you. Well, there's something that I was playing last summer from Datsky. I'm an artist born in Finland and based in the Netherlands. He's released lots of stuff on the wonderful Colorized label and been supported by the likes of Above and Beyond and Armin, and that track is called Right Here. And before that was something brand new from one of my personal favorites of the last few years, Ben Boma, a new tune called Caught Up in the Fire, which features Jonah. It's always good when we get a new Ben Boma tune in the inbox. Now, if you like to appear on the show, all you need to do is take part in the soundtrack selection feature. Regular Sunsets listeners will know that this part of the show is where you can call the voicemail line and tell us about your favourite piece of soundtrack music. It can be in any style, any age, from any film, a TV show, a computer game or advert. And we're looking for some new callers this week. So if you want to get involved, don't be shy. Pick something interesting that we've not heard before. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. Thanks to BC in Australia for being this week's guest. Take it away.
Nick, BC down here in Oz. It's been a long time since our first gathering in the late 90s in Ibiza. However, I hear you coming down here to the south and looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully I can get some tickets. Give me a call. I'd look forward to it. Make sure I'm up in the decks with you. However, so Raphael Lake, the song is Speed of Light, which goes back to one of our local TV stations. And I reckon it's absolutely fantastic and would fit right in with what you do. So give me a call. Look forward to you visiting down south. Take care. Bye.
Anyway. Rain pours down like a change.
Well, that's something I played on the show over a decade ago. That is really worrying. What have we been doing? Hot since 82 with Voices alongside a brand new one there from Palisade called Leave Me Some Room. Right, before those two, you heard this week's soundtrack selection, a rather interesting piece of music from Raphael Lake. More of an Indian alternative artist that you normally fit on into Sunsets, but that's the beauty of this part of the show. You never know what you're going to get. The tune was called Speed of Light and was chosen by the mysterious BC in Australia, who I don't think wanted to admit he heard it on a TV show called Love is Blind, but thanks very much for the suggestion anyway. If you'd like to have a go yourself, we'd love to hear your messages, guys. All you've got to do is call the voicemail line, leave us a message, tell us who you are, where you are, and what you like to pick and why. Whether it's from a film, a TV show, computer game or advert, the number to call is +44 800 776 5112. Now, talking of soundtracks, we're going to go from one right to another. Well, at least a rework of a soundtrack. Originally used to score the 1970 film Segreto and remixed a few years back by Kabuki, the late, great Ennio Morricone. This is Del Mare. I played that last week. I thought it deserved a little bit more attention. Camel Fat and Josh Giganti. He's not Giganti. I keep wanting to call him Josh Giganti. It's Gigant, I believe his name is. Or maybe it's French. Gigant. I'm going to move on before I keep I'm digging a hole that I'm falling into. The tune was called The One. We're also a Looking Back classic. 2006, Eric Prydz, and one of his early tracks before getting really into the melodic stuff. That was Proper Education, which is, of course, a rework of the classic old Pink Floyd record, Another Brick in the Wall. Only one bit of music news that was worth talking about this week, and it's not good news. A new study conducted by music streaming service Deezer and research firm IPSOS, or Ipsos, has found that 97% of people can't tell the difference between AI and human-made music. The study asked around 9,000 people from 8 different countries to listen to 3 tracks and determine which they thought was fully AI generated. 90% of respondents failed, with over half reporting that they felt uncomfortable in not knowing the difference. 71% said they were shocked at the results, and only 19% said they trusted AI, and around half said they would choose to listen to AI generated tracks, but only out of curiosity. I did see also that BBC Introducing were coming under some fairly severe heat for playing and recommended an entirely AI generated artist and track. Go and look that up. That's that I think is a pot which is currently boiling, because BBC Introducing is specifically designed to find new talent and artists from around the world and kind of give them a bit of a push. This AI thing is starting to, I don't know quite where we're heading with it. We don't know the difference between that and stuff written by an artist. I don't know, really. But one thing we do know is that AI is derivative. It's not innovative. It's not like it's come up with it. It only works by what you feed it and then what you prompt it to do, and it'll stick its tentacles into its big pool of stuff and come up with it. So let's see what happens with that. Right, back to mine now, and something that was definitely not made by an algorithm or AI. I can tell you that for certain. Thank you. A very simple but effective record that's been soundtracking lots of the cooler dance floors over the summer. With very exclusive support from DJ producer Chris Stussy. Now, it's by Dutch artist Jamback, and it's called Positive, and it's finally out on the Circo Loco label. I was very interested in this track because of it's the first record in a really long time that was promoed over the summer and wasn't available to buy or stream. And obviously we are in a place these days where everything's available straight away on all the streaming platforms. Every DJ can get hold of anything. Now, I'm kind of interested in what happened with this Jamback record, because I'm hoping we kind of go back to that place where this record, I think, was pretty much almost the hottest record in Ibiza for quite a while, and you couldn't get it. And it was exciting because you couldn't get it. And the scarcity of the record seemed to generate more heat about it rather than everyone being able to have it. And Chris Stussy in particular seemed to be the only person that had this record. And people were going to shows to hear him play it, which is actually pretty much where we go back to how this whole thing began. People would flock to see Paul Oakenfold or Danny Rampling or Tongi play stuff because they had the records, and it made the DJs more, I guess, a bit more special. Let's see what happens with that. I'm interested about that. And that's about pretty much all we've got time for this week. Thank you very much for joining the 566th edition of Sunsets. I mean, a proper stutter there. I hope you enjoyed a little rest from all the madness. I'm afraid that's all we got time for. I'll be back on the show next week. I might be a little bit jaded after my American jaunt. Just in time to play the XOYO, can't pronounce that, in Birmingham. Now, if you're not already subscribed, go to your favourite podcast app and listen again to the show for free. Wherever you want, you can hear me mispronounce, stutter, splurt, make a bit of a chump of myself. Keep in touch with me at Facebook, facebook.com/chicanemusic, or X, TikTok, and the Instagram at Nick Chicane. I'm going to leave you with another new one. This is Australian DJ Anthony Papa. Now, who is Anthony Papa, I hear you asking? Some people might know he is the guy that was behind the original Power Circle vocal, which went on top of Offshore, became a bootleg, and then got properly released in 1997. So this is his new one with Faux Play, and it's called CB, and I shall see you in 7 days. Bye-bye.